When your life is giving you evidence that your view about yourself is not a good view, you will most probably find that no matter how you try to offer words of affirmation or self-encouragement, these words only seem to serve to enhance or compound the problem. This is because words alone are not enough. You can look in the mirror and say, "I am beautiful," or "I am handsome," and "everybody loves me," but vibrationally, you're not feeling this about yourself, and so your words do not match your vibrational feeling about yourself, do you see? Words without intention are hollow and as such have no power. We would encourage you, first of all, to drop the oars on the words. In other words, give yourself a break. Work instead on the feelings in order that your energy is not split, because when you split your energy and your words are not netting you the income you are seeking, you lose heart and your self-esteem and self-worth dive even further, do you see? You will be familiar with the term walk your talk, and do you notice how many who are saying the words that sound right are not living their lives according to their words? In other words, they are talking their talk but not walking their talk, and so are not really authentic. And have you noticed how evidence of what you really think about yourself shows up as faulty cars, faulty lovers, faulty work-related stuff, grouchy boss or whatever? Even your physical body will reflect what you really think about yourself, and if your words do not match your true thoughts about how you really feel about you, that evidence will show up eventually also. First of all, what we are here to tell you is that you are loved, indescribably and unconditionally so, in ways that you cannot imagine you can be loved, warts and all. From the perspective of Source, we see each of you as perfect and unique in your expression of physicality, because we know you are a physical extension of Source, and the forms that you have chosen to focus your Source self into are also beautiful in their diversity. And knowing that, we would now encourage you to ask yourself honestly what you believe to be true about yourself, and when you've finished beating yourself up, and we are joking here, to then find some words that feel good to you. And if you cannot find a single thing about your physical body or your inner being that you like, and we know there are many of you out there who feel this way, find something else in your life that you can appreciate, even if it's your lovely dog or cat or the hamster or the goldfish. Appreciate that you can't be all that bad, because you have attracted this wonderful being into your life, an animal who loves you and wants to be in your life, and feel the appreciation in that true statement. Then find one other thing that you actually like that makes you feel good, and realize that you cannot experience anything in your life that you have not drawn to you. And know that that which is like unto itself is drawn, and we want you to hear those words again. That which is like unto itself is drawn. And so, if a good thing has appeared in your life, it is because a good thing, you, has magnetized it into being by your very goodness, you see. When you realize that there are more good things in your life that you have drawn there by your matching vibrational goodness, and, by default, by the way, when you realize you are a magnificent co-creator of your own reality, you will also realize how much more you can be and do and have when you are a deliberate and conscious co-creator. So then, you can begin to use words of encouragement to yourself on a daily basis. Feel how it would feel to actually feel good about yourself and to believe the statements you're making. You don't have to get there in an instant, but you could. You would not attempt to jump to the top of Everest in one movement, so why assume that shifting a mass of emotional false premises would be any easier?